Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
19 keys, and this is
high-level conversation.
I think that, it definitely goes into a mindset thing. That's a challenging thing that we have. I tell people, this is the greatest time in the world to be alive because of the opportunities that exist. We got the internet, we got AI, right? So it's like, even a person that doesn't have a degree, right, can go on the internet and find whatever information that they want if they have the curiosity and the willfulness to do so, right? Most people out here got 3G internet infrastructure, but it don't matter if you give you 5G, if you don't have the willfulness, the curiosity, the mindset to go research and develop yourself, to take an idea and say, okay, what is that I don't know? Well, I'm going to be on the internet. Question ain't, it's not even about, you know, what you have, it's about what you do with what you have, right? And so most places, well, Black people in America, you know, I think don't take advantage enough of their opportunities, right? Because if I say you now live in 2023 when our ancestors did not have the resources, but they had rights and demand, meaning that they wanted something. They had the willfulness to go out there and fight for it. They were trying to develop. They would be activists. They would be killers for it. They would be revolutionaries. But now we are a generation that have more resources than any other time, but we don't have any demands for our resources for ourselves. And so they trick us in a trick bag of being in this spiritual civil war with each other. Right. And this is what we don't talk about enough. This spiritual civil war that we go through is, where did you from? Or calling you Black or African or Moor or Israelite or all of these different things, or that's not the true history and this narrative. And there's this conscious spiritual wars that's always happening. And the person you get pulled down from the most is somebody who looks like you, which is the very person that you're trying to help. And so when you come over here to Ghana, you feel everything that in America that is going on is, and I'm speaking from a conscious political standpoint, it's all false. None of it matters. All of that is meant to constantly bombard my mind to distract me from what really is real, which is building and developing and envisioning and being at peace and allowing your imagination to conquer the world, because I believe in conquering.
Yeah.
Not from just a sense of like, we want to plague and destroy, but conquering in the sense that we want to control our own world.
Yes.
Like, you get to have a world where you come to Africa and I can see statues of Black men that were great, hero tales. We don't have that at all. Everything that I have, it represents somebody else's world. Now, what I do have that represents my world is the emblems of self. I have knowledge of self. And then we build out everything to represent us. So we don't have excuses that's supposed to stand in front of us. We study history. We sat Kofa. We look back to move forward, right? Not to get stuck in the past. Right. And that to me is the spirit of and the skills that we have today, because I believe everything we went through was to prepare us for what's next.
What's this? Yes. And I agree with you 100%. But first of all, let's address some things about our society.
OK.
You know, being Black simply means to me sometimes, and that's just my opinion, that we be lack something, you know, because when you look at the color Black, it's doomed. It's just dark, you know, so there is something that is hidden in the Blackness. That we're not finding, okay? And if you put a drop of parazone or something, it can go red or it can become white, you know? And then when you see darkness, you can't see anything. You're looking for light. And then the minute you see the stars, that's when they shine in the darkness. So the question is, who are we and what is our society? Truly, we have some kind of identity crisis, because we have segregated and separated ourselves on different lands with different tags of what kind of humans we are. And we dwell now on our nationality instead of our mentality. So we got to choose one. The mentality is a powerful thing when you're here to pass time.
Explain the difference between, in your concept, the nationality and the mentality.
So the nationality is when someone is so proud that they come from Brooklyn, but they forgot that Brooklyn is a part of a region, and a region that belongs to the world, and a world that plays a part in the universe. So you see, you've sort of restricted yourself with a short foresight. That is nationality. Mentality is when you think around the globe, is when you think around the universe, is when you think around all races, and you understand what people can give you in this world. That's when you know it's not about Brooklyn. It's about the world. And that's how I think. I believe in people activating, you know, the strength in their mental power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not to let it be undermined by their national power, you know, or their communal power.
Right.
You know, a lot of Black people are caught up in these thoughts, and it's painful.
And there's the cosmic power, which is why I always wear my crown. I let the young, in America, we spread a nigga mentality, right? The greatest nationality of the culture is a nigga mentality, right? Because those are the values. But when we tell you that you're God, it represents that you can own your own world. You set your own terms. And many people don't understand what that means. I'm saying I'm like my father. I have the ability to control reality, right? You a man that very much understands the ability to control his reality and don't believe in the blockades.
The point I'm trying to make here, 19, is that we are the last race on this planet Earth that everybody is waiting for us to claim our heritage value back. And if we don't start working towards that and doing that in our time of living, then our children become losers, and our children's children become losers, because they're going to think that for over 500 years, for over 1,000 years, they couldn't revive themselves. They couldn't rebuild themselves. These guys are just going to be like the story of Israelites, you know, as they're going to remain slaves. And you think God is going to open the sea into two now for us to walk through? No, we have to find a different solution, you know, from freeing ourselves from this slavery mentality. And you see, the mental power is working. Right now, slaves are not, you know, people that are brutalized. Slaves, it's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, a mental victimization.
Exactly.
When anybody controls your mind and your will, they have become your master.
Absolutely.
And when you want to master your own universe, control your mind and your will. And if you do good will, you're working for God, right? If you do your own will, you're working for self, which it can be working for your lower nature, which one can see is working for the devil, right? And I simplified that in a very easy way, because most people don't know when they're doing good or they're working for God, right? I like to work for God. He gives me orders and I go. He says, be a general, then I will lead. He says, be a soldier, then I will fight, right? And it becomes simple. And the youth of Africa, when the average age is 19, that to me is timing, right? Because that is a pivotal time in most people's lives. When most people are ready.
This is why I'm here.
To revolutionize.
I caught up on this opportunity, and I heard you say something very important when you were speaking, and you used the name of God, you know, being a controlled substance. You know, I live by God, by His command, by His movement. His voice has been my instinct since I was born. But you know what? I know 90% of the people who want to find God and they don't know where He is, but they go to church almost every other day of the week. Okay?
Can I ask you about this, man? Not to cut your wisdom. There's some parts I see a beautiful picture of this African Jesus. And in some places I see this blonde-haired man, Cesar Borgia. How is it that the African can still have a picture of a white Jesus?
Yep. So first of all, religion, education, these two things were supposed to be anti this establishmentarianism. And anything to do with anti and this is a double no. Okay, so it was not supposed to be established as a religion. education is and Christianity is, other religions are. It's supposed to be a natural flow, a free flow. So if you were born in the north, and then as you were growing, you started seeing people going like this, bowing down, you automatically do the same thing. So that's the meaning of religion, being real within your region. It's just the region that you belong to, okay? An African's region of religion has become a dominated establishment that has been embedded by colonial masters. It's still the same belief, the same God, but now they've changed the pictures. It's just like the statues of Egypt. They chopped the nose off and painted it to look like something else. That Pharaoh was a white man. Okay? So that is the truth, the naked truth of what religion is becoming in Africa. And if you're looking at someone and praying to that person, but your heart and your soul is not doing what that person would have wished for you to be doing for others, then you're not doing the right. So that's why a lot of people are lacking faith, even though they're religious.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because they don't understand the spiritual connection of what God is to humanity. You know, God wants great thinkers. God wants great doers that calculate the numbers, that respect their time, and want to make a change within the society and the nature that he has created. Then he puts the crown on your head. So God is not a miraculous man that you keep praying and looking at the picture, he's going to come and put money down for you or create wealth for you. You know, God is in you.
And that's where the system of bondage exists. And not just here, but since I'm here, we're speaking on the continent. But that's where a system of bondage begins, and your faith and your beliefs, because it can make you limitless or it can restrict you. So a person that has fear, right, does not have a perfect belief in God, right? Because if I say I'm going to do God's will, he tells me to do something, right? There's this saying that, you know, even a dog barks when his master is being attacked. And if God's way of being attacked is when a person spreads falsehood, and the way that you stand up for God is by speaking truth. And people don't want to speak truth anymore, right? Because they don't want to lose position and access in a world that is built on falsehood. So therefore the fear, right? Whoever they fear becomes their God. And it's something that I like to remind people, because many people say that they believe in God or that they believe in Jesus or Yahweh, whatever it may be, but you would never act in the way that he acted that made him the revolutionary that he was, right? And when you can live in accordance to truth, you live at the highest level of life, right? Because now you're not living restricted. One of the most valuable things to you, I imagine, is someone tells you the truth. Because how many people tell a man with wealth and power the truth? Right? So it's an asset, right? And everybody is not willing to give you that asset because they don't know they should. But those who do, they have given you something, right, that is more powerful than gold, that is more powerful than a deal, right? They have given you something spiritual that you can utilize to build yourself up and make you greater. And oftentimes people are afraid of making great men greater. They think you have enough, and why should you become more? But great men are not satisfied with where they are because they know where they will be, right? And so we know that what same thing that you see that I built out of myself, it was not to bring me to a point. This is a life that I will live, right? You may think that, oh, he's enough. He's built this already. No, that's not enough. It's not enough because of what I can do and what God is going to use me for.
I see you as the beginning. Look, I see you as the beginning. You know, for me, the end is the last minute. The future, I'm already in it. The past, I've already lived it. There ain't going to be any difference that will make me change my mind about what time is and what life is and what it means. Fear, you can give it to God. You shouldn't have fear as a human being if you're not giving it to an omnipotent power. And there's only one thing in this world that is stronger than fear, and that's hope. Hope can erase your fear. And we're trying so hard to look at how we can become like other people, but we're not activating the hope, hopefulness in us. It's very important as a black society. What is our hope? What are we hoping to achieve? Because if we were 1,000 or 10,000 that hoped for one thing, there would be such a big impact. But we don't hope for that. We live for that. And I've seen so many stars in America who have become successful. And I'll pick two women. I will not mention their names. But, you know, they had like 100 million followers each. And they became successful. You know, one was probably worth maybe 50, 60 million. The other one was worth 20 million. And guess what? The fact that the other one made 20 million and she's coming and she has many followers, the other one also didn't like it. And the one that has got a 20 million can also feel it. Like, oh, no, then I got to fight you. And then they're fighting each other when God has already given you the gift. Would you just sit back and think about those who are stuck and drowned in fear? And then you start to use your 200 million followers and your 20 million coming together to create something, a product, a book, a story that would resonate with your minds and replace their fear with hope. That's impactful. That's something that we need. We fight each other for no reason. It makes us look stupid. That's the point I'm making. That when are we going to claim our heritage back? It puts tears in my heart. Because a man like me, tears don't fall from my eyes unless it's blood. And that's because I've gone past feeling any pain. I can see truly. I don't know if I've been here before or if I'm a time traveler. But what I've seen before and what I'm seeing now, it's not getting any better. I need to do something. You know, and we need to do something. Our people are full of fear. My book, you know, Freedom Jacob Caesar, The Rise of the African Prince, is my story. Is to become the hope that will replace the fear in Africans. Because what's the point of a young kid going to university and their mother has sweat all their life and their father or their fathers and have paid for their fees, thinking that when you educate your child and they get a degree, they'll become successful so they take care of you. Only in the end to find out that they didn't even have a vacancy for the degree they acquired. You know, this story is sad. It's like the sheep spending their whole life running away from the wolf, only to be killed in the end by the shepherd. This is not fair on us as a society. This is one of the things I want to do before I leave this earth. You know, creating that will of freedom to find ourselves again. Because when I look at the Arabs, I really respect what they've done. They've cleaned back their culture. And they've built their United Nations of Emirates, of Arabs, Saudi. Now they're part of the global speakers and they command. When I look at the Europeans, they've built all their roads. They have claimed their reserves. They have built their factories. They're feeding their nations. They're educating them. When I look at America, North, South, and East, there's a whole industrialization, preservation, reservations, and a whole Hollywood and Wall Street and this and that and Brazil and many things is going on in a great circulation. So they built their world. They're surviving. When I look at
Asia, the Hong Kongs, the Singapores, the China. You're feeding the world. You're doing things. They want to look at Africa. I see death. I see sickness. I see fear. I see pain. I see a disappointed leader. I see just negativity. But when I look and look, I see myself standing on a gold field, and everyone around me is looking for what I'm standing on, and they are standing on the same gold field. And so this is what I mean, that when people want to have understanding, they need to start to see what is beneath where they are standing, so they can have respect for knowledge, wisdom. That is the equation of understanding. To know what God has given you, the power for your wisdom, the power in your knowledge, to be able to understand that value, the power in your color, the power in your resources. You need to understand it. You know, we need to have hope.
Peace, family, 19 keys. You know, we got to pay the bills. So this episode is brought to you by Smart Marks Gold. We call it smart because it has lion's mane in it. Lion's mane is a nootropic. Nootropics are things that help you with cognitive function enhancement. That's talking about the brain. The reason that I can come on here, have conversations, and remember things, have recall, retention, focus, clarity of mind without the brain fog, right? It's because I take that lion's mane consistently so that it is always in my system, helping my brain regrow that matter, right? Helping with the myelination, which is just talking about electricity that flows between the neurons, which is the information that you have in your brain. So sometimes you get stuck and you're like, I can't remember. You need some of that Smart Marks Gold, right? It also, of course, has CBD, the gold powder in it. And then, of course, it famously has sea moss. So you're going to be getting those minerals, those nutrients. You're going to get that overall well-being. Your body's going to feel good. And you're going to be getting smarter on these. So I take two of these every single day. You take them throughout the month, and you're going to see great results. So make sure you go to goldewater.com. So, yes, we sell more than gold water, right? All of this is about remineralizing, especially in the world where we are deficient of minerals and we are over-chemicalized. Make sure you tap in. Get your Smart Marks Gold right now. Peace. Stay high low. I'm 19 Keys, and this is High Level Conversation.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.